Blog Talk Radio. Hello, this is your wacky announcer, Chuckles Blandington. It's been a while since the last live cast. And what has gone on in the meantime? Well, all I know is Noah put on a bikini, and it caused a bunch of riots in Egypt. Have those guys never seen Israeli booty before? Weird. Here's the show.
All right, go. All right, no, don't go. No, stop. Don't go. Okay, go.
Are we on the air?
All right, we're back on the air after a one-week hiatus.
1 week and 9 minutes.
The reason we weren't on last week was because Noah in a bikini crashed the metal injection.
Yeah.
It's true.
How much did you have to pay for that to agree to post those photos?
Nothing. It just took a lot of peer pressure.
How much?
No, you look fine.
Noah, you said there was how many unique hits?
Billions.
A zillion?
I didn't realize Mongoose Commander owned that many computers.
What's that?
I didn't realize Mongoose Commander owned that many computers.
All right. Well, welcome to a new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. We, of course, being myself, Noah, and Frank, were on the 70,000 tons of metal cruise last week. That's why there was no livecast. And while we were not here, we actually put out a new edition of the live cast, which was a bit of a throwback.
You put out.
Oh, God, we weren't going to talk about it. Which was a throwback to our old show before the live cast, which we called The Worst Radio Show in the World. And that was a pretty fun look back down memory lane.
Quite well received.
Yeah, we got a lot of good comments on that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff that I really wanted to use that was just too bad. Like, for example, the Mrs. Divitelli song. We cut a song with Mrs. Divitelli singing, rapping about she was our newscaster back then. So she'd come in and do stupid news items. But we had her rapping about being a newscaster. But it was so beat up, that file. I couldn't even.
Well, that's something she could probably re-record.
We're going to get her to re-record it.
Maybe we will. She's no longer our newscaster, though. We'll have to change it around a little bit.
Or we could have her be our newscaster again.
The other thing I wanted to do, but it would have been too much explanation required, was that, this was like the early 2000s, so we used to, like the main thing that black people and like rappers were saying was one. When they would say goodbye, they would go one. So it was started out being one love. Like, yo, one love. All right, one love.
Then that became too long.
Yeah.
That
was like,
or they just, love. There was no more love. There was no love lost between them.
Oh, I just thought, like, one love, it just takes so much time. Yeah. They're in such a hurry. They got to go.
If it would have kept going, they would have just been like, whoa. It was tough. people would hang up on a call and just be like, one. All right, one. So we started kind of hanging up on them by saying, one. Like, all right, one. Like, doing it jokingly. But then that got too boring, so we were just saying, we try to trick them into saying one so we could hang up on them.
That was so much fun.
That was the best. Like, you're like, yo, we got a math equation for you. What's 5 minus 4?
One.
One.
Oh, all right. Bye. Next caller. Then they all started getting wise to it. So then we started tricking them. Oh, you can win.
Russian.
You're going to win a CD if you could if you can answer this phrase. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Blankton soup. One. All right, one. Goodbye. Later. That's the new goodbye. Goodbye.
That was the first goodbye.
Yeah, the original goodbye.
So.
Oh, there it is. So we have a very special guest coming in tonight.
Yes.
Frank?
Oh, Frank is here, but we said special guest.
Oh, special.
He's got his helmet on.
Say something racist, Frank. You could be Seth Putnam, too.
No comment.
Oh, okay. No.
That's right. Seth Putnam of Anal Cunts. We'll be calling into the show.
He just showed us something racist from the start of the show.
Off air. I'm not going to do that.
Can I say what it was or not?
Sure, if you want to.
I don't
want
to, you know.
It belongs to the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
There was a picture of a big, fat Chinese baby, and it says, I make shoes. Check Noah out.
I hate Asian people.
Noah, I hate Chinks Avior. Yeah.
Hey, stop that, Darren. I only hate the ones that cut their toenails on the train next to
true.
Me before it flies into my hair.
I can vouch for that. That's true.
Detail.
Gross. And I'll have you know that there was a black woman on the flight down to Miami who was doing it.
Really?
Was on the plane?
So it's not just the Chinese people.
Noah had an exciting plane ride. She almost missed the boat.
I almost missed it.
How'd that happen?
Because Jenny and I were hanging out the night before, smoking a lot of weed, watching a lot of TV, and staying up really late. So
I can't believe that. Can I get some verification on that story, please?
Yeah, Jenny's on the phone.
All right, I guess.
Well,
I'll
she's
have
call
to
screening.
Yeah, call us. Ask her about it.
Yeah. So Jenny was supposed to take me to the airport because it's on the way to her school in the morning, and I got there 5 minutes too late for them to check my bag in.
So what'd you do?
So I was like, "What do
I'm
you mean?"
Sure that I can. Can you hear me?
Jenny,
yeah.
You have to do a better job screening.
I still can break into your asshole show anytime I want to now.
Really?
Huh. Why, did you just let yourself on air?
She has a switchboard. By the way, how does she know what our format is, that it's an asshole show today? That's all we were going to talk about.
Well, I'm here.
It usually is.
By the way, someone has renamed themselves in the chat, Noah, I hate Chinks Avior.
I think that's Noah. Isn't that
true? Oh, it might be.
Oh, I thought I changed that. Usually
you
I don't
really,
go into our chat with that.
If you want to make it accurate, you should say, Noah, I only hate chinks who clip their toenails on the train into my hair, Avior.
Thank you.
That would be much more appropriate. Let's not make sweeping generalizations here.
Just sweep the toenail clipping.
So go ahead.
Yeah, so I was like, what do you mean? I can't check my bag in. I have to catch this flight because I booked a cruise. And they're like, no, I'm sorry, you can't get on the plane. I was like, what? Like, no sympathy, no anything. So I was like, first of all, why am I talking to you? You're just standing in front of the doorway. You're not anyone that has anything to do that has to do with anything. So let me talk to someone who can actually help me out. So I went to the teller, and he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, we can't check you in, but I can rebook you. So I was like, okay, is there anything? Is there anything that'll arrive early in Miami? He's like, no.
Oh.
Like, what? What?
We can airlift you over the boat and drop you into the boat.
So I was like, what do you mean? And so at first he said that there were no flights until the evening, and then he told me there was a flight at 11 in the morning that will get me to Miami at 2. So I'm like, okay, so why did you just say that in the first place?
Yeah. Well,
asshole.
Maybe he didn't think 2 was that early. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because you were Israeli?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. He thought I was a terrorist. Yeah, so then I was on that flight, and I was just mortified because on the cruise ticket, it said that we had to check in 90 minutes prior to departure.
Uh-huh.
And I thought departure was like early, and I had to check in by 2 o'clock, by 2:30. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to try everything I can to get on this boat. And if I don't make it and the boat leaves, then at least I know that I tried.
Mm-hmm.
And the flight landed early, and I made it in time. I met with Frank and Rob. I actually got there. I got to the port at the same time as you guys.
Yeah, because ours was actually late. Our flight was late.
Yeah.
Your flight was delayed or just
delayed? Yeah.
Oh, man. It just circled around the airport for a little bit. It was like, oh, it's nice weather. I'm going to hang out in the sky for a few minutes.
Waste some gas.
It's probably because my flight was early, and they let us land first. So they were using the
they were
in
cahoots,
runway.
You know.
Get the Israeli off the plane.
Yeah.
Noah threw a hissy fit and demanded that the plane land first.
Yeah.
A little diva attitude.
I had to get on the fucking boat.
Yeah.
But it made it like all the more like sweeter. Like when I got to the boat and I realized I made it and I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And Fear Factory was there too.
And I saw Dino. And I saw Burton C. Bell.
Dina.
And I saw Frank and Rob. And I saw everyone. I saw the hot metalheads.
Uh-huh.
I was.
Did you see all the white pasty metalheads?
Yeah. Seems like those are the only ones that got on the boat.
I like that.
For a second, I was looking at those pictures. I thought they were like wrongly exposed. Like they developed wrong.
Lots of pasty skin and jean shorts.
And I realized, wait,
I wanted to say, I like that guy with the short shorts on. That was
Dylan is
photo.
His name.
That dude wore short shorts.
And combat boots.
Every day.
And black socks above his combat boots.
Every day.
Dylan, he's from Slovenia.
It's accepted in Slovenia.
Oh, okay.
No, but it was fun. It was awesome being on a metal island.
I thought of
days.
It as a utopia. Like a floating utopia.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, there wasn't enough weed for
well,
you.
Rob,
no, there wasn't
Rob
enough ribs.
Say that, but, yeah, exactly.
There wasn't enough ribs and shrimp. Exactly. That was what makes
yeah.
it fall short of a utopia.
Rob was there for the food, not really.
Rob would have been in the Garden of Eden, like, where are the ribs? What the fuck?
Hey, snake, can you get me some ribs?
No, I'm going to eat this fucking snake, I swear to God.
I'm going to grill this snake as a kebab.
Listen,
a
it was...
snake kebab.
There were TGA Fridays in this garden.
It's okay, but it's no Bellagio, let me tell you. This is
seriously, I was expecting the Bellagio. I did not get it.
What was on the metal cruise, you were expecting...
Exactly.
The
no, on the Royal Caribbean cruise, thank you very much.
Yeah. What was the food like?
It wasn't bad. I don't want to make it seem like it was like going to a Chinese buffet. Yeah.
Shitting on the Asians.
Oh.
Once again.
Well, specifically the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was good. But I don't know. It wasn't like good enough where I was like, I need to go back and get three more rounds.
Right.
It was just like, all right, I'm full.
Two more rounds you went for.
That's because you brought everything to the table.
That's true.
You brought all your rounds to
the table
all at
once. It was all right. It was all right. What did you guys think of the food?
Buffet.
I don't want my perspective to be the only one.
I thought the food was really good. I liked that there were a lot of choices. We had the option of either going to the buffet or to the dining room for dinner. So, I don't know. I liked everything. I thought breakfast was great because there was...
Breakfast was great, though.
Yeah.
Stacks and stacks of bacon.
Yeah.
Eggs.
And the eggs were really good.
All different kinds of eggs.
They had like five choices of eggs, which was pretty awesome.
Pastries, cereals, bagels, English muffins,
free food?
Everything. Yeah, everything.
Included.
And you can take as
included.
Much as you want.
Yeah.
And they left the breakfast buffet open late.
Till like noon, yeah. Because they knew. They knew. Like, it was a metal cruise.
Weren't you afraid of not fitting into your micro bikini if you ate too much bacon?
Oh, my God. I just starved myself before the cruise.
She brought
for
a prop from the Falcon Estate show. She had like a chainmail in case she got fat on the cruise.
That's why she had to check in her bag because she had like so many bikinis that she couldn't just fit it all into a carry-on.
I have to change. I have to change before we go on deck.
She did do a lot of changing. I think you had like five different outfits, four different shoes.
What?
Really
okay, I had a lot of shoes.
There
were
even outfits I saw you put on. You were like, nah.
You were like, no, I'm not wearing. At one point, she wore like... these crazy leather pants that were amazing.
Pick?
They were amazing. And this death shirt, and then she's like, no, I got to change.
I've already been seen in that.
She didn't even leave the room. It was,
no,
it was just
because
for
I didn't feel comfortable. It was too cold for me to dress like a slut at night, so I just, you know,
just did
I put it on for you guys.
I have to
I
make an entrance.
That was your indoor clothing.
Nice.
So whose bed did you split?
Actually, I slept on top of Frank.
Oh, hey!
She had a bunk on top of Frank, to clarify. And it was pretty funny because she was like, I'm going to fall. And it's like, you're not going to fall. Look, there's a bar right over there. She's like, but it's all the way by my legs. And then so Frank had to go up there and assure her that she would not...
Assure her, I guess.
That she would not fall by... actually falling off the bed, like doing his darndest, and he really had to make an effort to the point where we're like, we get it, Frank, but then he still fell off the
determined.
Bed.
By the way, depressive black metal Bowser says Rob splits any bed.
Oh,
come on, just my underwear.
Oh,
they're
God.
Just saying that you're easy. That's it.
Okay.
Speaking of underwear, I have to say, sleeping on the top bunk. I think it was maybe the second night or something where Frank and I got back to the room at like 3 in the morning. Rob was already asleep. It was already late. It was like in the middle of the night I woke up because the sun was up. And I made the mistake of looking over my bed down to Rob's bed. And Rob was just like spread on his bed naked with a blanket covering his
naked.
Private part, and he looked like
just
like
looked that way.
He looked like a cherub in one of those like paintings. And I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna fall asleep now because
you're so turned on.
So
wet.
My eyes were burning and I didn't want to have to climb down that cold ladder, that cold steel
and
ladder.
You didn't
to go
take
to the
a picture of this?
Yeah.
That would have gotten twice as many kisses as you
that
got.
Would have crashed the server.
Yeah.
For sure. Come on, guys.
You're an Adonis, Rob. You're an Adonis.
I know. I don't even know. You don't have to tell me.
Wait, did any of you guys get laid on the boat?
No layage.
Wait, I'm still working on Rob. Cherub.
Rob is an Adonis. Yes, go on.
All he needed was just like someone feeding him grapes.
Like Nero.
Oh, why couldn't you feed me grapes? No, come on. You're so selfish.
Why was there... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was on the top bunk. I didn't bring grapes back to the room.
Frank should have done it.
Why was there no shirtless Rob pics on these on this excursion?
There's video.
Know. Yeah.
There's video of Rob jumping into the pool.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Got cannonball!
I was thinking about doing the they had a belly flop contest, but then
yeah,
I'm like,
I heard.
It's
just painful.
Why didn't you do it?
It's painful.
You would have won.
I would not have won. The guy that won really knew what he was doing. He was
but
gigantic.
He didn't have the height. You have the height.
He had the width. He was very wide.
Hey, what does height have to do
a
with
medal.
That?
There was no prize. Just bragging rights.
Loss of dignity.
You get to high five Dino. That was the prize.
It was pretty ridiculous because it seemed like the whole ship was out for the belly flop. Like,
what else would it be?
Funny because like all these dumb, like supposedly dumb things that we would see on the schedule, it'd be like, who's gonna show up to this?
Yeah, who's
right?
gonna karaoke?
Who's gonna
belly flop?
Meanwhile, the belly flop contest, everybody was out on deck for, and then. Karaoke, it ended up being the only thing you can do late at night, and then bands would show up and do fucking karaoke.
Wow.
Well, yeah, because bands, that's the thing about what was crazy about this cruise. Like, bands are on vacation just as much as, like, the fans are. You know,
sure.
They're, they were hanging out in the casino. We were playing blackjack with Burton from Fear Factory. And, like, Jim from Nevermore was just, like, all over the casino.
All over the
coin
slot machines.
The slots, yeah. He was doing lots
the
of slots.
Nickel slots.
And it was just really funny. And, yeah, so, like, the guitarist of Raven was on our Mayan.
Oh, yeah, he was on our Mayan excursion.
Yeah, that was
I thought
funny.
You were going to say he was the one bringing you room service.
Money on the side.
Alex Skolnick was
How popular is Raven, really?
The first time I've heard of him.
Yeah, same here.
I was really shocked because at the casino, like, I've never wasted money at a casino before except for some, like, at the slot machines, like $20 at the slot machines. But Rob was playing blackjack, and he was having so much fun. And Burton was asking Frank and I to play, you know, craps or something. So we just kept running into Burton. And we saw him at the casino again, and I was like, you know what? Come and play blackjack with us because I want to try it.
Well, at first, Noah was like, Rob, if I give you money, will you play blackjack for me? And I'm like, what? Why don't you just...
Because you were winning.
I was like, why don't you just play and I'll, like, tell you what to
Lady
do.
You were Lady Luck, Rob.
That's true. I was Adonis Luck.
Yeah.
So Rob offered to coach me. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll just do it. So I started with $30, and I was plastered.
This is... Oh, by the way, this was the second or third night. And this is when we have already discovered, hey, we could just get Long Island iced teas. What are we getting? Vodkas and
yeah,
teas.
Just get everything all together.
Just get the Long Island iced tea. It ended up being like a dollar cheaper, and it was, I want to say, 85% alcohol.
Yeah.
It was 85% alcohol. It was nuts. So we were just hammered at the blackjack table.
How much do you think you spend on alcohol total? Like, if the food is free.
Oh, we know.
Oh, well, we know. We got billed. I don't know, like $200.
Oh, that's not bad.
$250 maybe.
I spent $300.
I was the least at $170.
My bill actually came out to $450, and I was like, "What?" But it was for all the internet. After I took out the internet, and I charged $50 of my blackjack to my card, and so once I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm not that big of an alcoholic." Then I was like, "Whoa, $400." That was nuts. But yeah, so then we were plastered at the blackjack table, and both of us were winning, and it was hilarious because we would have like mini parties every time we won.
Yeah.
But
and everyone else was losing.
Yeah, everyone else was getting pissed. But the funniest thing to me, though, was how little Noah knew exactly what was going on, in that she didn't know at all what was going on.
What does a cue mean?
She could decide if she was going to hit or stay, like that she was doing. Mm-hmm. But in terms of if she won or lost, she wouldn't know until the dealer either took away her chips or gave her chips. That's the only way she would, like, the dealer could have lied to her, and she would have had no idea.
You have 20, miss.
It was
hit me!
And it was really like, whenever the dealer gave her chips, she'd be like, I won?
That must have really annoyed everyone else at the table.
Yes.
Like, they must have been staring.
It was such a, like, a novice table, though, that no, everyone was, like, rooting for each other.
There
so
was
that
a
was
girl that came in. She was so drunk. This was the second night that I played.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And she, like, she cashed, she put, like, $50 on the table, and the teller gave her chips. And then she, like, took all of her chips, and she just pushed them to the, like, bidding spot. I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah.
And the teller's like, no, 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 you don't want to do that. It's only $6 to buy in. Six. And she's like, no, I want to do it. Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm all in. I'm all in.
I'm drunk.
Darren, you would have fucking cleaned up.
Oh.
You should have went.
Oh.
I don't play blackjack, though.
There was a poker table.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, it was a small casino.
You
there was only
played
one
Alex Skolnick
table
in poker.
You're going to take it all of his money.
So what about the drunk girl? I want to know how whether Metal Sanaz won or not.
No, she lost after like two hands. And then she was like telling Noah what to do. And she's like, I'm much better at telling people to play myself.
Yeah, but I wasn't really listening. And yeah. I have to say that the second night we went, I lost $30 in like 10 minutes because I wasn't drunk. And then I was like, okay, I need a Long Island iced tea pronto. And I just drank it all up, so yeah. I got drunk immediately, and I put in another $20, and then I won like $170.
It's like spinach. It's like you're like Popeye.
Yes. I was like in the element. I was like, like I knew what card I was going to get.
Noah signed up for like 10 blackjack tournaments now. She's a pro.
So how much did you leave up, though?
What does that mean?
How much did you win?
Yeah, like...
I basically paid for my alcohol, so like 170.
Not bad.
Yeah, the first night I won 100,
because yeah.
I won 130, but I put in $30, and then, okay, I guess a little bit less than my alcohol tab. And then the next night I won like 170, but I put in 50, so I walked away with 130.
Hmm. That was pretty good. And the first night I won 60, then lost 40.
So 20.
Second night I won $230.
No shit.
It was ridiculous. Nice. I was like, what?
Rob and I were bawling. And we kept tipping the teller and
yeah,
stuff.
We were like, oh, this is for you.
The
great
teller?
Dealer.
Dealer,
whatever.
Everyone's a teller in these stories.
And I when I got to $230 and I counted that I had $230, I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Right
now, I was like, Noah, let's go. We're going to watch Nevermore, whoever was on. And then the next night, I was like, all right, let's see how much I can win now. And then I lost $100. But still, $130
up. $130,
that's good.
Yeah.
I once won $8 on craps.
Wow. Bird kept trying us to get to play craps, and I was like, I have no idea how that goes.
Yeah,
It's the easiest way to win.
What's the game? I don't
even
know.
It's just rolling dice, man. But you pick what it's going to be.
But I even asked him, like, what's the rules? And he's like, even I don't really know.
All you do is get free shrimp cocktail and beers. And you just stand there and just be like, yep, I'll put $5.
I think he's just trying to hustle
something
me.
Something about snake eyes. Right?
No, I think that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think snake eyes are bad.
I didn't say it was
see,
good.
that's why they're on Sean's. That's not snake eyes.
No, I said you want one of these.
I just said
what
something
that
about
want
snake
one of
eyes.
What?
I didn't say it was
seven.
Your elbow?
No, but it depends. Like, sometimes seven is bad also.
Well, you put your money on seven, right?
I don't know.
Wait, so you have that tattoo because you like to play craps?
No, because he likes to take craps.
Yeah, I do like to take craps a lot.
That was the night he went to the tattoo parlor, closed his eyes, and just pointed at a man. Like, I want that.
It's actually kind of true. He drew it right on my body. He's like, yeah, we'll just do this.
It was the night after he had a pair of dice taken out of his asshole.
I'm like, that's enough with the stars. Let's go with something else.
I feel like 200 is my limit for stars.
Let's put some dice in the spider web, thanks.
You have two spider webs, I realized. You have one on your arm and one on your
and around.
Cat.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, and there's this up here.
Oh, wow. You're full.
Oh, and another one over there.
You really got to kill those spiders on your arms.
Sean has to flex everybody while he's showing his tattoo.
Showing the good. The baseball and smoking.
No,
I think my muscles are bigger than Sean's.
It's just the shading on the tattoo.
Yeah. Purposely shaded to look like I was constantly muscular.
You should get some spider web stars on your arm. Then.
I'm not that stupid.
Lord knows I am.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's showing remorse.
I'm a changed girl after this cruise.
But it's really more true than funny. Like you really.
But yeah, other awesome things are just like being at dinner and like having dudes
and eating. Paul Bostaff is right next to us.
Yeah, we'll be on the eating.
Paul Bostaff's from Slayer.
Yeah, and I apparently
embarrassed
Frank and Noah while sitting next to Paul Bostaff.
Yeah, I mean,
because somebody
throw up in your lap.
No, not like that. Somebody.
No, he puked in his beard.
Somebody got like happy birthday sang to them, and when everyone was cheering, I did one of the slurp. Slurp. And then as soon as we left dinner, Frank was like, "Rob, you realize that was Paul Bostad sitting next to him. He was in Slayer." I'm like, "Yes, yeah, so."
That's what makes it all the more.
I'm just saying, and you were saying that this fest is full of mid-level bands. I'm like,
that's
but
what
it,
really got me.
But it is. Yeah. But it is. There's no headliners. No. There's no Slayer on this.
You were pretty loud about it. You're like, every band on this bill is a C-level.
I was like, Rob, shut up.
I was not insulting about it. I was not insulting at
all.
Yeah,
how is that not insulting?
He's being a realist.
Fuck Testament and whatnot.
There's no Slayer on this. There's ex-Slayer on this.
Sure, members of Slayer.
Jeez.
There's guys that got kicked out of Slayer on his
phone. Oh, no. He was never kicked out. He was asked to leave.
What album is he on? He's on Divine Intervention and the one after that.
Oh,
and
do we even count him as a member of Slayer if that's all he's on?
Hell yeah. Divine Intervention was awesome, dude.
Yeah. Mm. Diabolus in Musica is the one that sucks.
Yeah, it's the new metal one, right?
Yeah. That is the worst one. But Divine Intervention.
Undisputed Attitude. Hell yeah. That is the best.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll go on record with it. No, I'll go on record with that.
Okay. You'll go on record saying Slayer's best album is
a covers album. Yeah.
You would.
I would.
Wow. Way to be daring.
That's true.
No,
just
that's
like Metallica's
Darren.
Best was.
Oh, sorry.
Hey there.
No. Metallica's best was S&M by far.
Once again, our phone number is 646-929-1357. We're going to be joined by Seth Putnam of Anal Cunt.
Yeah.
Just saying the name.
Anal cunt.
Speaking of anal cunts.
Yes.
We didn't talk about the girl that was walking around in like a thong.
I want to know why they're speaking of anal cunts.
Because there was an ass in her cunt.
It was very annoying because when we had our photo camera to take photos of all the fans, we could not find her.
I know.
As soon as we went back to the room and dropped off the camera, boom, there she is right in front of our faces. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? But who was she? Did anyone talk to her, Frank?
Well, I don't know who she is, but I do have a picture of her.
Who is
the fox?
Oh, you did? Well,
yeah, of course I did.
With her ass?
You get digits?
Wait, who is the fox with the machine gun in your photos?
Oh, that was another one. The night after that, she came out dressed as like fucking Mystique from X-Men.
Oh.
Or like a Navi. Just painted
that was
blue.
Her?
Yeah.
She was a Comic-Con?
She was really attractive. Were there any other women on this cruise at all?
There were lots of women.
Oh, really?
There were actually lots of women.
A lot of land monsters? Or
no, well, there were some land monsters, but there were lots of sexy European ladies.
Land monsters at sea.
There was this one girl who, calling her a girl, is already a compliment. Like, she was that girl.
Come on,
I don't
want to
say her name, but the one that was.
Is she famous?
The one that we were making fun of the whole cruise. The one that slept with that guy.
Oh.
Is she anyone who the audience?
No, she was just a fan. She was just a fan.
She was a girl that I was checking out while she was in the pit for Fear Factory. I was like, oh, that guy's hot.
Oh, that's
was
she in the belly flop contest?
She had a very pronounced jaw.
Oh.
Like a Jay Leno chin?
But she had huge arms, like
really?
Man arms, like
bigger
than Sean's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mine are very big.
This is a photo of Bong Girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
That looks like a man ass. Yes.
No, yeah.
For
a candid shot, that
looks
pretty good.
No.
I want to see your ass in the thong.
Okay.
No, I don't. I want to see if your ass
It's a weird ass.
Don't you have one in your bedroom that you can fucking thong?
It's a man ass. It would be appropriate on him. It's not a woman ass.
No, that girl was hot. She had long black hair.
Right.
She had a lip piercing. And she was wearing a thong and, like, this tiny, like, leather jacket. It was really cute.
That would have to be a really terrible photo for that girl to be hot.
That's a really terrible photo.
I believe it.
Just looks very boxy, like a boxy square man ass.
Noah just said you're a terrible photographer, Frank.
Basically.
It was $300
stick
worth
with
of
video,
alcohol.
Buddy. Oh, that was in 1 hour.
I'm a break.
Frank was definitely the party king out of all us. He would be the one going to sleep the latest.
Mm-hmm. And then waking up just as early to go to fucking Mexico. And
That really was a bad decision.
Why?
That was like an exciting.
We had to wake up at like 7:30, like after partying until like 4. basically.
Well, Frank's hard. Like, remember when we went to L.A. And Vegas, and he dragged you out to the desert? And that I could never do that. Drink all night and then go to the desert.
No, but we ran in the middle. We ran in the middle of the day. I wasn't like.
We did go to IHOP before that. So.
No, see, it felt like it was early in the morning to you, Darren, because you didn't go to sleep all night, and you were arriving just as we were leaving at like noon.
Hold on, no, I came home about 8 in the morning, and I jumped right into bed, passed out, and you were getting ready to leave, and I was like, I can't.
No, it was not 8 in the morning.
No, we did get ready to go at 8 in the morning.
I'm pretty sure.
Get out of here.
Pretty sure.
And then we had to go rent the car, which took a while. Then we went to IHOP. That took a while. So we didn't actually leave that.
It didn't feel like 8 in the
morning. Only took a while at IHOP because Rob had to order one of everything on the menu.
Oh, that's rude. Oh. That's mean.
Oh.
I wouldn't do it at IHOP where I have to pay for everything. I do it at a buffet where it's like,
I think it was unlimited pancakes week, so.
I don't get that.
Rob, Noah's subtly saying that if you want to be in bikini photos and crash the server, stop eating IHOP. That's what she's telling you.
I'm totally fine with not being in bikini photos.
Oh well.
Yeah, I just wanted one pic of your armpit vagina. That's it.
You already have
show
one
it to
pic.
Him right
I do.
Now.
It's my
Rob. Flash him right now.
It's my desktop photo. Yeah.
You don't give that away for free. You gotta get like a.
We gotta wait for another fest to invite us somewhere. Yeah.
Get a webcam and do a site. Charge people.
Robcam.
Robcam. Armpitvagina.net.
My skin is peeling.
-0.
Because we got burnt and. I was hoping it would still be peeling by today so that one of you can peel it and eat it. I dare you.
What?
I would do that. I would do that.
Yeah, I knew Sean would
for how much?
The chance of eating my skin.
I've been there.
I'll give you a bottle of seltzer.
Hold on.
I'll do it for fucking free.
Hold on.
You put her at a blackjack table for a little bit, and she's fucking gambling all the time.
What the fuck? Why don't we make this a contest? If a fan can eat your skin that peels off.
Are you going to mail them the skin?
Mail them in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, FedEx.
I don't know. I guess I'd kind of do that, but then I'm afraid that we have like crazy like science freaks who are going to take my skin and like
clone you.
Good.
If they clone you, it would take at least 13 years until you're like.
No. I'm afraid they're going to like grow like an ear on a rat with my skin.
Then there'd be more of me.
All right.
That'd be great.
I have a piece.
Oh, so gross.
All right, everybody.
We should at least tape it with video.
All right, we'll do it during the break.
The fifth caller
gets
this tiny little piece of Noah's skin.
I will eat it if you film it, but not if you don't film it.
One other thing I want to mention is when we went to the ruins, our tour guide, what was his name?
Julio.
Saving it?
Yeah, I'm putting it on my
was phenomenal. He actually spoke amazing English. Actually, everyone in Mexico surprised me at how well they spoke English, but Julio in particular, he really, really tried, and he had a very small accent, and he was like, you know, the Mayan ruins been around for hundreds of years, and unlike in the United States of America, USA, exactly. Me and Noah were like,
USA, USA chant on the bus,
awesome.
All the way from the back.
And bringing this whole story full circle, there was a guy on our bus who had the best mullet, like the best like hairsprayed mullet action, and
I remember him.
I almost wanted to take a photo of him for our fan gallery, but then. I eventually realized when seeing them back on the cruise that it was actually the guitarist of Raven.
Oh, yeah.
That guy had the best, like, I really wanted to be like, dude, how do you get your hair to stay there? It was totally the Billy Ray Cyrus from the early
90s.
Like
pepper.
Yeah, wavy.
Really
so wavy. So wavy.
It was beautiful.
It glistened to the sun.
A glorious waterfall down. Awesome. Wait, so you're saying your tour guide is basically Hank Azaria anytime he does a Mexican character?
Sure, but with the look of Speedy Gonzales. Oh. To be as racist as possible.
Short and rat-like with a giant hat.
Wait, no hat.
Julio.
Oh, Julio. No, Julio was nice. There's
he was a very nice guy.
There is a picture of him. I'll post it later.
It's in the gallery.
Did you and Julio go down by the schoolyard?
And like, we have schools in Mexico.
We went to the shops and like everyone there is such a hard seller. Like all the shop workers, they're just like, oh, it's nice, right? You want to buy it? Blah, blah, blah.
Buy these.
Yeah. And then like we stopped by pipe, like the pipe area. Like, oh yeah, you want to pick one out? It's not good. Right? Like, oh, we have nothing to put in there. Oh, that's no problem. Just go down the block, my friend. They will help you out.
You want to smoke, huh?
Now you're in France.
Oh, oui. It's no problem.
I know what you like to smoke, huh? A little marijuana, eh? Jeez. So you actually wound up buying weed there or not?
No, we didn't buy any weed.
No.
No.
Did you bring weed?
No.
No weed.
You had to go through customs and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. We'd just taking a shampoo bottle?
Sticking it. No.
You could have bought it there, smoked it there, and not taken it home.
It's true, but we didn't really have enough time because that's the thing. Because we went on this excursion, it was like a very set schedule. Mm-hmm. And we kind of lost 4 hours just for traveling, just to go 2 hours back and forth.
Okay.
The bright side being that on the boat that we had to take back to our cruise liner,
oh yes,
there was free Wi-Fi.
Whoa!
And that was like such a gift.
So much porn.
After, we all came.
Oh my God!
We were all mobile boner the whole time.
We mobile bonered so hard. It's a verb now.
Yeah.
We mobile bonered all over that boat.
I'm gonna mobile boner on the music break.
All right.
That's like a good testimonial. Like, I can mobile boner from wherever I am.
Still waiting
to
mobile
boner?
Still waiting to mobile boner in the stall at work. That'll be the crowning achievement, I think.
That's when you know you've gone too far.
I have once jerked out at work. That's not.
I was gonna
far.
Have you. I was gonna I've ask if you jerked off anywhere outside of your house.
Oh yeah, no, I jerked off at work. I worked at
not,
a. Pub.
Yeah. Right.
Not your house. A house, like outside of indoors.
Yeah, I jerked off in a bathroom. I worked at
like
a photo
outdoors?
Studio.
Outdoors or somewhere that
like
could
a public
be.
Place.
Yeah,
never a public place.
Somewhere
yeah,
where you
I don't
shouldn't
think
be
I have.
Whacking it.
Well, does the hotel in California?
Oh,
yeah.
No,
because
I mean that counts as your house during that.
Okay,
week.
So then no.
Two weirdest at work. I worked at a photo studio and we just got done shooting a bunch of models that were kind of half nude and it was all in my mind. And I went to the bathroom. It was like one of those personal one bathroom. We opened the door and there's just a toilet and a sink, so it's not like anyone's gonna come in, do the business.
Yeah.
And then also, on a really boring drive from Chicago to Cincinnati back to college, yeah, I jerked off into an empty Doritos bag.
Wow.
While driving?
Did you
while driving.
Did you get, use
no,
the bag?
No, yeah.
While driving? What? Get out of here.
Because what? I was having that,
why
my
not?
Then
you
girlfriend.
With one hand.
Yeah, my then girlfriend at the time, like we were like talking, it got very erotic
how
on
you,
the phone.
How do you wait, so you were on the phone?
No, I wasn't on the phone. It got very erotic on the phone and then we were
using
done with the call.
Imagination.
And then it was just one-handed driving and just
you get, how do you focus on both tasks?
It's just sort of it just happened. It was I was young.
He's an idiot savant.
I was very virile with my.
And how did you manage to get it into a Doritos bag while driving?
You just stick it into the bag, and you just sort of.
So you're jerking
finish.
Inside of
so
it.
So you had like a Doritos
like, I can feel when I'm gonna finish, like you know, like a good like you know.
Did
like
you pull over
part.
When you were gonna nut?
No, I just noticed right.
Are you kidding?
He lose time.
You came like, into the Doritos bag and you used it as like a napkin.
No, it was like came in the Doritos bag, threw that out the window, and then used like.
Were there any Doritos left?
I don't know. It's completely empty. Because I got it was from.
Why
wow,
you could use the texture?
So well, what if a homeless guy came along and ate the Doritos?
Maybe a homeless guy with a golden radio voice. You fuck up with your man.
This is Ted Williams for Cool Ranch Doritos.
I didn't know these are glazed now.
They're Cool Ranch.
Jenny just messaged me. Is a boat considered a house?
So, Sean, you gave yourself roadhead.
Yes, I
wow, Sean, seriously, like that takes.
I should get a NASCAR sponsorship with Doritos.
I was about to say that takes balls, but clearly
it
does.
It's a penis.
Yeah. And I wiped it up with a Subway napkin and threw it out the window and had a cigarette, and it was amazing.
He had a cigarette even.
I jerked off. I jerked off at work when I was recovering from being circumcised. I wasn't allowed to actually do it, but I figured out a way to moderately, and I would never do it to completion. I just had a release. Like somehow it made me feel better. All this intense buzzing in my head about sex constantly because I couldn't jerk off or have sex. So So it made me feel better to just kind of like moderately jerk it for like a few minutes. And one day I was at work, I just couldn't take it. I couldn't fucking take how like crazy I was going. So I just went to the bathroom and like I rubbed off in like 5 minutes, and then I felt better. But it was so embarrassing. I was like, what a monster I am. I'm sitting in the fucking stall with my stitched penis rubbing with my thumb.
That's way worse.
I'm sitting there rubbing with my thumb, like trying not to pull the stitches out. Like, I'm fucking Franken penis. I'm a human monstrosity.
You can say Frankenweenie. Frankenweenie.
That was so depressing, man.
Were you saying
that out loud to like degrade yourself? No. You're getting off
yes.
of that.
Yes.
You're terrible. You're who's a Frankenweenie?
I did a meat holes on myself. I meat holes to myself.
This circumcision is the goose that laid the golden egg. Like constantly, just when we think there's nothing left to get out of the story.
I wish I didn't remember that story. And then I had to go back to work and like, I didn't even fucking come. That's the worst part of it. I just had to, you know, go slink back to work like a loser.
Anyway. That's awful.
Yeah, well.
Frank?
What?
We're not going around the table?
Oh, is that what we're doing?
I'll
pass.
He didn't come here for that.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
You know the rules. I don't get personal.
I get beyond personal.
Frank passes.
Yeah. I've done it at my job, at my old job.
Yeah?
Which
my,
one? Was it Silver Star?
No, it was at Stop and Shop.
At the supermarket I worked at.
In the vegetable aisle.
All those old Jewish ladies.
All those bananas.
Yeah.
No,
kumquats,
squashes.
Like, the record label I worked at, I was just there really late, and I was the only one at the office. And I was like, well, I'm going to go home. I'm like, might as well just rub one out before I go home. I got an hour train ride.
Yeah, fuck it.
And then I did it, and I'm like, I'm never going to do this again.
Because it's like, it's almost like you're thinking too much about not getting cum anywhere.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, it's too, and like, oh, what if someone walks in?
How
am I going to like?
Yeah, I don't like to do it in the bathroom.
I did it at my desk.
Oh,
you know,
Whoa!
No, there wasn't.
Rob bent over his desk.
I didn't do it in the bathroom. I needed material.
Oh, you are a piece of shit.
How did you finish? Into a garbage can? Or what did you
do? What do you mean, how did I finish?
Where did you come
from? Into the report that he handed in to his boss the daily.
On my CPS report.
Into a Doritos bag and somebody left.
I will not go that far into detail.
No, I gotta know, man.
But it
know.
Wasn't on any of like the office equipment or
what
anything.
Did you do, aim it into one of your little trash cans, or what? I need to know.
No, I aimed it onto myself and then I wiped it off.
What?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Your job?
And
what
you rode the train
sure.
home after that?
I wiped it off. I washed off. I took a Mexican shower.
Wait, were you
was
shirtless?
Wearing,
was this too far?
He was wearing white pants.
Yeah, or did
your
you
shirt
off?
Oh,
my
God. I didn't take my shirt off.
So
I lifted it up.
Your shirt.
I lifted it up.
Oh.
What if the fat Russian cleaning lady
God.
Came in while you were just
there
shirtless
no.
and jerked
no,
it
there
off
was...
by yourself?
Too much information? Did I go
no,
too far?
No! You just won an award.
I win!
Cancel the 2012 Livecast Award. Over.
No. Frankenweenie and Doritos bag pales in comparison to jerking off my shirt off.
By the way, Rob, from now on, that is your audio resume. So if you ever need to apply for another job, you just submit that segment.
Like, this is how I behave at work.
Am I a team player? Well...
This is why he had to create metal injection, because he could never get a fucking job.
Unemployable.
This is why I work out of a home office.
So you can wear your leopard underwear.
For fuck's sake.
And just, you know,
holy shit.
Sydney, do you want to add to this? Or you can't top this business? No? Noah, nothing?
I've...
Sitting on a washing machine and while doing your laundry?
No, not
I've heard about Noah sitting on washing machines.
Yeah. Oh, the massager counts because that's like
no,
a house.
You were in
well,
the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been jerked off on a plane. Does that count?
Jerked off?
Oh.
What does that
she
mean?
She likes
fingered?
To say jerk off when she means masturbating.
Does that mean
rubbed.
Fingered?
Yes.
Or
I've noticed this.
No, fingered.
No,
insertion
no not fingered.
I just did the fucking gesture. But I don't know why.
Yeah, like a little
with your middle finger.
Well, that's why.
That's why the middle finger means fuck you, right? I mean,
I don't know about that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. That's new to me.
I just thought that this is the best because it's the longest finger.
Well, yeah, but it's the best, and that's how it became the symbol.
Okay.
Oh, and then I also did it on the subway.
Really?
Yeah, because it's easier for girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was really horny, and
triggered your horniness?
I don't remember.
Nevermore.
That was a while ago.
I used to watch a lot of porn.
Used to?
All the time. Yeah, I don't do it.
So how do you...
I try to suppress myself these days so I could live like a normal human.
So you don't go to work instead of jerking off into the trash can?
No, onto yourself. It was onto yourself.
But, you know...
yeah, Derek,
no,
come on. Trash
easy,
can. That's gross.
Sorry, you're right.
To the trash can. Come on.
What was I thinking? No, I
have morals. I have standards, Derek.
I used to know a girl who could, make herself come without any hands.
Yeah, just by squeezing my thighs together.
Wow, you
crossing
can do,
my legs and doing it. If I'm really horny, it's really easy.
That's very rare that girls can do that.
Yeah, no, I did a brother just tweaking her nipples would create an orgasm. That was
cool.
So
easy. I know a girl, if you sucked her nipples, she would come really hard,
no,
but not like just tweaking them.
Yeah, no, just like kind of tip massaging and kind of doing a little tune in Tokyo, she would come.
Horny broad.
Yeah, no shit.
All right.
Also the broad that would practice signing my last name with her name.
Exterior.
I said, other than the hotel.
That's
no.
it.
Frank?
Yeah,
Frank,
I'm passing. I'm
going
pass.
Yeah.
We're going clockwise, Rob. We've already visited Frank.
We're all done.
Maybe he forgot that he passed. I was hoping. Clearly, Frank has a more embarrassing story. That's why he doesn't want to share.
Yeah, I know.
Frank's story is that time
you
jerked off.
Frank, I understand. You don't want to top. You don't want to top my awful story.
In the tube
cool.
slide at the kiddie park. Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, by the way, I just played a file by accident, but you should hear this. This is something I found on the internet. That's awesome. Somebody found a way to make St. Anger sound good.
I hope it's adding John Denver.
I don't believe
it's
it
It's by adding John Denver to it. he saw the name of the file.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
You want to hear it? Here it is.
Is it mono?
It's more, it's red quality. I mean, you know, it's St. Anger.
I like it much better.
It changes song.
I'm sorry, it still sounds,
yeah.
still sounds very,
Let
very
it go
awful.
To the next song. Let it,
There's another song?
No, it's the same track, but it's...
Why don't we go to a music break now?
Oh, no. You cut off John Denver? Yeah. Respect the dead.
Because Sean said that he liked it.
All right. We're going to go to a music break.
And I guess when we return, we'll have...
Are you playing Art Fag?
Are we going to play any anal cunt
anal
songs?
Cunt?
Do you have any anal cunt queued up?
Hitler, Hitler was a sensitive man.
After
Did you give him your
Chris Barnes is a pussy.
After he plays. All right. We're going to start things off with Rotten Sound.
Nice.
Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the metal injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Just when you thought it was over. Just when you thought we were done. Just when you thought it was safe. Man. There's a whole second hour left to go. Let's return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here's the show.
Thank you, Bland. Thank you. We're back.
We are back for hour number two.
And that was a hell of an hour. I'm still laughing about penis stitches, Dorito bags, and Rob jerking off on his own chest. And Noah. Noah rubbing off on the train by squeezing her thighs together.
Now, Rob, when you masturbate at home, do you also just come on your chest? Do you ever use, like, napkins or any or socks?
Oh, no, I definitely use a filtration sock.
Okay. I don't. I clean up everything after, but I shower. I'm in my house.
Right.
It just makes the process that much longer.
Yeah, it's just so much work.
I need a shower mentally, too.
Well, after the porn you watch, I can understand.
I told you, I don't watch porn during the master. I used to get hot. Yeah, and then I close my eyes and just do it.
He actually watches Charles in Charge.
Yeah.
A new boy.
Wait. So, like, you're watching porn, you're like, okay, that's hot. Stop. Pants
sometimes
down.
Sometimes I don't bother to stop it. I let it play, but I'm not looking at it usually.
Are you looking in
once
the direction?
Once in a while, yes.
Do you close your eyes while the sound is on?
I'm not. Let's put it this way. 90% of the time, I'm not paying attention to the porno.
But you're looking at it.
No, most of the time not.
I have to say, Darren, I wish I would have used your tactic the other night.
Why?
I was in my bed jerking off, and I put my laptop on my pillow, and I was trying to watch the porn sideways, and I pushed down on my pillow, so the laptop slid and hit me on the head.
Oh. I thought you were going to see what happened to me once. One of the times I was actually looking at the porn to jerk off, my cat walked across the keyboard and changed the tab. And it went to something completely unsexual.
J-date?
Like, no, like my Gmail or something, you know. And I'm like, what? No. No, it's like, oh, it sucks. It's like when the girl is getting fucked and they switch to Ron Jeremy's face or something, you know.
Is that even in the porno? It's just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This
is really bizarre editing. He's just there for some reason.
I thought you were going to say that your cat accidentally hit the button for the video chat with your mom.
Yeah.
What?
Chat roulette.
My mother doesn't sound like
that. Started pawing at your cock. Let me help.
Shouldn't have put that peanut butter on your balls.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. So.
So Seth Putnam is going to be joining us momentarily.
Oh, good.
We're just waiting for him to call in.
Maybe he's just going to, like, you know, not call in. Just to
Rob, you said we have his number too, right?
Us.
Yeah, we could call him. If we wanted
to. Ambush that motherfucker.
Should we?
We'll just wait a minute.
But if he does, like let's say 15 minutes passes and he hasn't called, so we pretty much assume he's not going to call. Do we call him as us, or do we crank call him?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to talk about what's totally missing from the show now is we don't make any crank calls. Like, that's what I was listening to our throwback last week. We called Blockbuster Video. About if they have Kurt Cordy and
stuff.
You
have a movie and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame those places don't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's just a shame there are no more Blockbuster.
K as in Kurt. U as in U2571.
D as in Courtney. O as in Courtney.
U as in U571 again. Yeah, we should prank people. You know, since we're waiting for Seth Putnam to call in, why don't we do the Masterpiece Theater thing we were going to do?
Oh, yes. Master Tweet Theater?
You have to... are you going to read them or what?
I thought you were going to read
them. I'll do it, but I don't know where they are.
Oh, I will link you to it momentarily.
But what we were going to do is read some of Seth Putnam's tweets on Twitter.com as if they were Masterpiece Theater monologues. So we'll do that once Rob gets it queued up.
Wow, why you gotta put it on
if
me?
If only his fingers could type faster.
There we are. And now, a rousing edition of
Master Tweets Theater. This week's subject, Seth Putnam of Anal Cunt.
They shut off the internet in Egypt? I didn't know those sad niggers even had computers.
Oh, dear.
Tracy Morgan, unfunny nigger.
That's all.
Went to the strip club last night and thought I'd accidentally stepped into Arby's, what with all the roast beef in there. I like my women like my KFC. White meat only.
Is that a Phil Anselmo tweet or a Seth Putnam tweet?
I thought he didn't like women.
Anselmo, you mean?
Just looking.
Yeah.
We could ask Seth Putnam about that. He sang on one of the Terror albums.
You know who complains about the snow? Old people. So shut the fuck up, you fucking pussies.
That sounds like it's from an observational comic who's just given up on having a career. You ever notice that people should fucking kill themselves?
Fuck it!
Thing on.
I hate faggots as much as the next guy. But those Westboro Baptist people are a bunch of fucking cock knockers.
We can all agree on that.
Cockknocker is about the nicest thing he's ever called anyone. This is the good part of it.
Niggas. Sorry, I'll start that one over again. Niggas. Oh, oops. All right, back to John Denver. Sorry.
What a segue.
All right, for the third time, here we go. Niggas, old people, chinks, Jews, faggots, women, hash. People who need to learn how to drive.
Oh, so insightful.
You know what? Download all of our albums, you fucking Jews. I don't give a shit.
Oh my god.
If you make eggnog with chocolate milk, would it be called nignog?
When was that tweet posted? When was that one posted? Is that was that a December tweet? Is that
season?
No. I lost it. Hold on a second. January 6th.
Well, all right, so he had a Christmas to think it over.
12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, a nignog.
Sean pointed this one out here. My old lady uses more toilet paper to wipe her cunt than I use on my ass. Female follower... Yeah, like he has female. Female followers. How many squares do you use when you piss?
Well, no, he does have female followers. Right above that tweet is he responds to Elise.
A Raiden Blonde. Yeah, you're right. And he says, that seems reasonable. Whatever she said, I don't know. I don't really want to go look.
What else we got? What other tweets? We don't care what Elise said.
Whatever, yeah. Already
yeah, she's just a woman.
Hey. You mean a cunt? You're just like Gigi Allen in that you like to eat shit. Oh, this one's really bad. I don't even know if I should read it. This is worse than all of... All right.
You could censor
again
part,
with the
certain
fucking
words.
Stop it.
Just
Jesus.
Have it to loop.
I know. I've been lazy. Sorry about that, audience. One time I was carrying groceries into my apartment, and when I went back to my car, some niggers had stolen my watermelon.
Oh, awful.
Oh, here's a thoughtful one. If astronauts had butt sex, would the cum just stay in the chick's ass because of the lack of gravity?
Oh, good one.
I like that he assumes that it would be a chick.
Yeah,
there'd be a female
man and a woman.
He respects women enough to think that they could be astronauts.
Yeah.
That's a step for perfection for him.
Exactly. Look, see, you're thinking optimistically. December 17th, here's one. Is that Hanukkah shit over yet? fucking kikes.
Short to the point.
That Mark Zuckerberg faggot can eat a big fat dick.
It's topical. Topical.
I just want to go back to the Hanukkah one. There's like nothing there. It's just, it's Hanukkah over those fucking kikes. Love it.
Just like, hey, remember, guys, I'm anti-Semitic. Just wanted to make sure you guys remember.
Yeah, I don't just hate black people, Chinese people, women, gays, and everyone else. But Jews do. It's too bad Ashley Blue is no longer doing porn. I miss the double anal, ass-to-mouth, and female bukkake scenes.
Or he also tweeted Jamie Josta.
Oh, Jamie Josta.
Oh, what did he say to him?
At Jamie Josta, I bet you're going to a gay bar afterward. Fucking faggot.
And that tweet could apply to pretty much any day in Jamie Josta's life.
That's funny because when Odorous was here, he said that Jamie Josta was a cum lord.
But in a straight way.
Love to lots of women. Who's telling the truth?
Maybe that's where he meets him at the gay bar. He's the one straight guy there. He's smart.
There you go. More proof that Jews control the media. Anthrax is Scott Ian to write DC's The Demon. Oh, there you go. John Lennon was killed 30 years ago today. That was a good day.
Nice.
All right, is that enough?
I don't know. This is...
This Twitter shit is totally fucking gay. You all are a bunch of retards. I don't know why I'm on here. I'd rather do some drugs.
Maybe that's why he's not calling in the show.
He could do both. He could do drugs and be on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's the
it's
magic
not like
of Twitter.
It's either or, you know?
Yeah. It's not like Twitter has a no drug policy.
So what do we do? What's the time limit for when we decide to call him?
Okay, here we go. We're just going to call Seth Putnam of Anal Cunt.
Okay, Rob, what's his number? No,
I got it. I got this.
Oh, you're going to call him from your computer?
Yeah, I'm also on the switchboard. We're all on the switchboard. I even text...
So then, just so you know, the sounds are going to come from your computer.
No, they're still going to come from your computer. No. That's not him. Somebody else calling in.
Oh, I wonder who that is. So are we just going to be silent until...
You know what we should do?
Hi, you've reached 617-875-2262. Thank you.
Wow, that was a very...
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Leave a message.
Maybe his phone is dead. Hi, Seth Putnam. This is Rob from the Metal Injection Livecast. You're supposed to be calling in and being a guest on our show. Please give us a call back. Our number is 646-929-1357. Thanks a lot, Seth Putnam. Have a great day. I hope that's Seth Putnam.
Yeah, all right.
Well, some other random dude's going to call
us. Make sure you hang up so it doesn't record the whole show and fill up his voicemail.
Why?
That would be awesome,
though. We'd be doing him a favor. Our show is great.
Anyway, who else is leaving in voicemails? Probably just a bunch of faggots.
Jamie Josta complaining about being called a faggot.
He actually just called us, but we missed it.
Jamie Josta did?
What?
No, Seth.
What? Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. How did we miss it? What do you mean?
It was on the switchboard.
No, that's because I...
Oh, that's the number that you called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
Looks like, do we have other callers? I'm lonely.
Yeah,
we do.
Some people to talk to.
Okay. Hello, Shlomo.
Hello.
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 Oh, anyway.
I called the
number. Oh, you dick.
Let's try that again.
Wait, can we do it with Shlomo on the phone?
Sure. Hey, yes. Shlomo.
Just lay low while we try to make this phone call. We're going to be talking to somebody who's very anti-Semitic, so he's going to want to hear what you have to say. But just calm for a few minutes.
Okay.
I did call the right number.
Oh.
Come on. What? Stop it.
It was the right
tease. That was Adonis tease.
Could we get Shlomo to read Anal Cunt track listings for
us?
Yeah.
Shlomo, can you look up Anal Cunt's album?
Yeah.
Yep.
Top 40.
If you just read the song title.
Of course. Okay.
Of course.
It's Encyclopedia Medica. Encyclopedia Dramatica.
They're in Encyclopedia Dramatica, you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. Whatever.
Glencore. Yep, Glencore. I'm awesome. I'm awesome, Glencore.
Ready, go.
Glencore is awesome. Well, there's the lyrics.
The lyrics?
No, we want the titles.
Not the relics.
The lyrics.
No, the titles.
Lyrics.
Look, Shlomo, go to Wikipedia, and in Wikipedia write anal cunt, and then scroll down to discography, and then click on top 40 hits.
Okay, bro.
Or, if you're in the chat room, I'll link you, all right?
Hey, no worry. I'll do it. I'll
cunt
Wikipedia. Get it.
Dude?
Did it?
Okay, so now read it.
It's loading up. Okay, anal cunt with the Glencore cool guy.
Scroll down to discography.
Okay. Morbid Slowest. Everybody should be killed. Top 40 hits.
Click on that one.
I'm hoping you'll read it, yes.
Read the song titles.
Some hits. Some more hits. Keep the gay reader.
Perfect.
Give me more hits. MJC. Flower Shop Guy. Living Color is my favorite black metal band. Lenny's in my basement. Staying alive. Oi version.
Oi version.
Best pressing effects on Kevin Sharp's vocals. Joshua. The delicious freestyle. 19 to go. Chilling Seth's ideas. The new book by John Chang. Morbid Dead Guy.
I expected it to be.
I'd rather show
the
thing.
Lenny the King.
A lot more. Okay, Shlomo, go back.
Yeah.
Go back to the anal cunt Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And then click on It Just Gets Worse and read those out.
No,
titles.
I don't think it is going anywhere.
Wait, no. Shlomo, what's 5 minus 4?
1.
Bye.
Oh!
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
That poor bastard does exactly what we tell him and then we hang up on him anyway.
You're such a jerk, Sean.
Well, it wasn't that good. I think the whole point of the anal cunt joke is the words are funny. When you can't understand what he's saying,
yeah,
it doesn't...
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was... I overestimated Shlomo's gift.
So... Have we been bumped by Seth Putnam?
So. We are the Matt Damon.
He just took a shit on us.
Oh, well. Well, what did we expect, really? Bringing him on the show.
Is
there
a friend who hooked up this interview? Could we call her? She's actually on a plane right now. What a story.
Maybe
we'll get her voice
it's been
now.
Delayed. Did you text her?
Delayed? It's a 2-hour show. What's he going to call us at midnight?
No, he's not on a plane.
I know.
The publicist is on a plane. That we set this up with.
Okay.
Well, Seth Putnam, thanks for calling in.
Maybe we could just have you back next week. I mean...
Maybe you thought it was Western time, but like Pacific?
Western time?
Mountain?
Hawaiian Island?
If it was mountain time...
Yeah, it would be 2 hours after... Yeah,
it would be 2 hours ago.
No, 2 hours after we're done.
2 hours from now.
2 hours all over your face.
Yeah.
It would be 11. Because you told him to call in at 9.
Maybe you should try to call him from your cell phone so he doesn't see a weird
111
phone
He's
number.
He's a totally irresponsible guy. That's what his selling point is.
Yeah, I texted him too beforehand.
Maybe he found out we're all Jews.
Yeah.
He might have just like started listening to the show and be like, oh, fuck this. Like, there's no way. Like,
why?
Like playing the Catskills.
What in our show is offensive that he would...
Not that it's offensive, just that he doesn't want to deal with a bunch of shticky heebs.
He's above it.
He's above it. You're trying to say anal cunt is above this?
Yeah.
He just doesn't have patience for our nonsense.
No,
he's serious. Is that him calling you?
No, that's me calling myself.
Oh.
If we call from this, it just shows our call-in number.
Oh, okay.
It's not even a weird number.
But maybe he's just not familiar with it.
Well, he was given the number to call in. Theoretically.
Do you think he remembers it?
Shall
or
we
looks
try?
At what
Let's
he
try
said?
To call him one more time. No,
okay.
No, be ready to hang up if it's the voicemail.
Okay.
I'll be ready as well. We'll do a double censor.
I'm ready
Don't
to
hang
yell.
Up, just mute it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Here we go.
But I should hang up anyway, right? We're not going to leave him a message.
No, it's too
easy. Hi, you've reached 617-875-2320.
Okay.
Please leave a message.
Are you going to leave him a message?
No,
yes. That's really what he sounds like on his voicemail? That's not nice.
Oh,
that's
got,
not cool.
Maybe he got like another band member to do it just
leave
to sound more pleasant.
Rob, can I just ask you my anal cunt questions and you answer them?
Sure.
Go.
I don't feel like it anymore.
Ah!
We should just play that on his voicemail as a joke. Come
yeah.
on.
All right. Should we leave Seth Putnam weird voicemails?
Yes.
Yeah, he fucked us over.
Well,
so.
There's like 40 people that tuned in that wanted to hear that.
What if he
I
writes
know.
A song about look, us? Look, guys, this is really
title.
Unprofessional. He is,
we'll just blame his publicist.
He's a huge star.
Yeah.
All right,
literally.
He's going to write a whole album about us. I'm calling him again. No, get ready to mute.
Okay.
Hi, you've reached 617-875-2320. Please leave a message. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Click.
Go.
What?
There you go.
Oh.
Thanks for nothing.
I thought you were going to actually
oh.
say something. What?
Great job, Sean.
What is that, Rob?
Oh, someone's calling me. It could be him.
Yeah.
Why don't you pick it up? Hey.
It's your mom. Robert. Somebody from the insurance company? That butt plug you ordered?
Robert, why don't you visit?
There's test results back.
Okay, he's pointing his finger up the ceiling.
Rob's calling. Oh, sorry, the show is actually going to end in like
he's
20 minutes.
The
so
one.
It's no big deal.
Oh, we just got the big fucking cane.
Oh, that was the publicist?
Lost him. No, it was his label
uh-huh.
calling me, saying, hey, we can't find Seth Putnam. We don't know where he is.
All
right.
All right.
Wait, that was
fine.
Earache? They're not Earache. Oh, no.
I forgot the name.
So we left him a message with Metallica.
Good.
And Sean's saying thanks for nothing.
Well,
you're
just responding to Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know.
Well, he won't interpret it that way.
Well, it's
he
not
doesn't
like
know who that call was from.
Right. First of all, how would he hear Sean over the phone?
I waited till
because the mic was on.
But it wasn't through the board.
I don't
think
it was.
It was
totally
oh,
through the board.
Okay. I didn't know.
I don't think he's gonna care.
Yeah. What is he gonna? What is he gonna do?
No. It's just.
I forgot what point I was gonna make.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it about masturbation?
To
Charles in Charge.
Oh yeah, what were you thinking about when you were rubbing your thighs together?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I can't remember that part.
Oh, okay.
The last time you rubbed your thighs together, what did you think about?
The last time I rubbed my thighs together, I don't know.
Wait.
Do you have like a 4-inch clit, or how does that work?
I was wearing tight pants, and like on the jeans where this like all the seams meet, there's like a little bump.
Yeah.
So it was just conveniently placed.
Oh, perfect.
So whenever I squeezed.
I know exactly what she was thinking about.
Twitting blood!
Hey.
She's already doing it. She's doing it now.
You got me.
Yeah.
4-inch clit.
Yeah.
Like China. That's like China.
The lady boy?
I hang weights onto it. So
oh.
It stretches it.
Like
idea.
The African
for,
with the stretch
thing. Jenna Torturers, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Ugh. I don't know. Big clits scare me a little bit.
No, but I understand the tight pants thing. Don't you guys have a problem with when you, like, fall asleep in a car ride? You wake up with morning wood in the car ride? Never? No? Yes.
I mean,
what does it have to do with tight pants, though?
It's wait,
it's
you wake
sitting
up
in like a fucking car seat, and you're not all like.
When
know,
do
you're
you wake up
shut
in cars with morning wood?
Anytime I fall asleep in a car, almost every single time I fall asleep in a car.
Well, he's already
but
jerking off in the car.
In the morning,
true,
like
no,
when do you spend time in the car?
I don't usually have.
So is that
morning
wood or is that just regular wood?
Well, you wake up. It's kind of like a. Just a
no, morning wood is very different than because it's piss filling your penis, not blood.
That's not right.
So you're
really
saying that you don't compete, that you compete?
No, no. What?
Oh. I always
no
compete.
When, look, when you have a regular erection, it doesn't go away unless you, well, it could go away, but usually it doesn't go away until you bust a nut.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a morning wood, it goes away when you piss. Right? Right? I mean, that's the only
what problem happens if you...
Oh,
if
just
if
later
you
awake
gradually
and it'll go away. Yeah.
It doesn't instantly go away.
I know, but let's say you take care of it.
Huh?
Say you take care of
it'll
it.
You
later
I can't masturbate with morning wood. I've
oh,
tried.
I do.
Not,
oh, I do.
Let's say you're getting laid in the morning.
Yeah.
Does the guy come
I,
inside
I,
you
no
pee, or is it regular cum?
No, I can't do
mixture
it. It doesn't feel good until I have to relieve the morning wood and then get hard again. I can't.
Oh, no. If I wake
what
up with morning wood and there's someone laying next to me, that thing's going right in there. That's
I'm
going
different
right in.
I don't know. I thought.
Wait, so if you have wood, your first reaction is, I can't jerk off.
It doesn't feel. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Morning wood
yeah,
doesn't
so
feel good to me. It feels like an annoyance.
Oh, it feels great.
It doesn't feel like a regular erection.
It feels like a double erection.
Yeah.
Ah, maybe it's...
And then when you come, is it, like, better?
Well,
it
no.
No.
It's the same.
It's the same.
Mm. I sleep naked with satin sheets, so morning wood feels amazing.
Now, morning wood is
oh,
something
God.
I... satin I sheets.
Okay, Adonis.
Sean is the new host of Playboy After Dark.
Hey, I got him in the last breakup.
He's taking over Julia's old defunct show where she's in the boudoir.
Slave to the metal.
Sean to the metal.
They are crimson.
So, Sean, what were going to be some of the questions you were going to ask Seth Putnam?
I was going to ask him about that fucking, if you know, how that worked out with the paying for, to get your own song.
Those people were a bunch of faggots.
Right.
Next question.
Okay. How was that coma?
It was like being a faggot.
Next question.
Sid, didn't you have one? You read his Wikipedia page.
Well, I was just going to ask if it's true that he went on tour in a stolen car and why he punched that chick in the face.
Because she was being a faggot.
Shankletown wants to know if Noah flicked the bean while on the cruise.
Flicked the bean, really?
I was fucking horny beyond belief because it's like all the dudes. They came in all different flavors.
Uh-huh.
But
they're all basement dwellers.
I went back to the room with... Adonis.
Yeah. Yeah. So why don't you climb on top and grind a little?
Yes.
More, God.
Why didn't you just, you know, squeeze the bean together rather than he would never have known. First of all, he passed out. I've seen Rob sleep.
Like, by the time we got back to the room, I was so exhausted that all I wanted to do was just fall asleep.
Are you able to sleep through their snoring?
I had earplugs.
Okay. Yeah,
and actually, I don't know, like, all these things happen in the middle of the night, like people calling our room, Frank walking in late, Rob...
People called our room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
I was on the phone.
I didn't hear. I was
what?
Out
I was
cold.
I just want to say, Rob is, without a doubt, the loudest snorer.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but no, Frank's number two.
I don't remember you snoring. I shared a room with both of them twice
I think
or three times.
To some degree, everybody snores.
No, yeah. Oh, no, I agree.
But Rob is like a train.
Sonic boom.
No, do you remember when you two shared a bed and then me and Justina shared a bed?
Oh.
And, yeah.
That really happened.
And that really happened. And we both had to wear...
I remember when I shared a bed with Nick and Alan and we were sleeping, like, horizontally.
Show me on the teddy bear where Nick touched her.
No. Me, Rob, and Alan split a bed one time, too.
We did?
Yeah.
Nick touches her when they're just standing together in a room.
True.
Glad that
we both had
metal injections gotten to a place where we have to share less beds.
One room per person now.
Yeah, Nick got the floor. Me, Rob, and Alan had a bed. And then Frank and your then-girlfriend had a pull-out couch in the other room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Exciting news. The dude from the label said he's calling in. So
the dude from the label is calling in, or Seth is calling in?
He's gonna pretend to be Seth.
Like we would, know.
We're only gonna have 15 minutes. Maybe we should.
We
could
run
late
for
Skype.
Oh.
The guy from the label says, "quote He's calling in."
Okay.
Him.
No, but Rob, you know that the phone's only gonna work for like another 15 minutes.
No, like we've had someone on the air.
post.
Yeah, but
we'll let it go as long as it goes. Honestly, I'm thinking he's going to hang up on us before those 15 minutes are up anyway.
I got a line from the chat here. Nick, Noah, and Alan, human centipede. Did that ever happen, any of that?
Oh,
it's a lot of hair.
Any centipede going on?
A lot of ponytail grabbing.
Nick has a very hairy ass. Like, his ass crack is so hairy.
How do you know that?
How do I not know?
He's mooned everybody.
I thought you meant, like, his asshole.
No,
his ass crack.
He's crack as a mohawk.
Yeah. Even Sean knows.
Yeah, it's...
I've seen that. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant like.
Who hasn't?
I thought you were like using his asshole as a scorecard when every time
he wishes.
Cracked the nut off. Yeah.
No.
Oh jeez.
Alan's got a mighty mane on him too.
He shaved it. He has just
Alan
short
has
hair
no hair on his body. He's
no,
like
no,
a baby.
His head.
Cut his hair short.
What?
It's not super short.
And he's ripped.
Yeah, Nick is completely shaved. Yeah. He's got a
wait, is Alan still like 3'8"?
No, now he's like a meat, like a
oh,
big
like a,
meaty guy.
Like a, oh.
Mm. He's going to crush you.
Like a Jersey Shore guy?
No.
Fist pumper.
Like a fist tail.
Oh, man. So are we going to be able to make the board work when he finally calls in?
Or? I don't know. Should we try calling him again?
What is this? No.
Let's
let him call us.
Forget about it.
Let's not be like...
Maybe he was like, oh, I'll call them in, but first let me check these voicemails that I have. Motherfuckers.
Jimmy Vorton.
Interview is off.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
I can't talk to them. James Hetfield calling.
Speaking of Hetfield, I actually heard a new way of saying awesome. This random kid is just like, dude, that's so 87 Hetfield.
Oh,
what?
Greg Pucciato says that shit.
I've heard that. It takes too long.
I'm not going to work it into my vocabulary.
Too long. 87.
We'll call it Hetfield. Does it work the other way? Like 91 Lars? Like shitty, you know?
That's just way 91
about,
Lars.
You could just say Lars.
Yeah.
That's just Lars.
Yeah. Why don't we say 87H? Is that abbreviated?
Oh, I'm getting another phone call.
Oh, boy.
Should I put this on speaker?
Just take it, but let's hear you say responding.
Huh?
What if the person on the label is listening?
Hey, we can call you back at our board line. We'll call you back to this number.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, Faggy.
Yeah, so I'll call you. I'll call this number back.
I was being Seth. I was being.
I'll call you from our board.
All right, you faggot. Right
like,
just do it.
Why?
So I just got a call from.
I wasn't saying Seth's a faggot. I was.
He sounded possibly like he's just woken up.
That makes sense.
Well, he's on Western time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, finally.
The number is for Massachusetts, so he's not on.
If you want to call in and get berated by Seth Putnam, the number is 646.
Call now so that you can be on the line.
929.
Because our lines are going
to
disappear.
Here we go, dialing out to Seth.
646-929-7. Call us.
He's not going to answer.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
hi,
okay.
This is Seth Putnam.
Hey, leave a message.
Oh, oh, come on.
But that wasn't even his phone before.
I don't know.
Yeah,
holy
so
shit.
The number I had. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's a different number. He doesn't.
Holy shit.
Wait, did you hang up?
Not yet.
This is hilarious.
Okay, let's not even try anymore.
Sean is getting very upset.
Yeah.
Sean needs to go. He has a Lemmy movie to get.
Oh, yeah,
I have
right.
A Lemmy documentary.
Oh, and you're the only one.
It's like
question.
When you realize your childhood idol
nah,
is really. Not what you thought he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like that time when I met Axl Rose.
Yeah.
And then it's just...
And he turned out not to be a dickhead?
He turned out to be a clay doll.
Oh. Wait, who is that person that you got a photo with that said that gave you a nerd boner?
The Ice Stars guitarist.
Oh, John Schaefer.
Oh.
Try
I didn't.
Again.
I didn't say that. I didn't tell the John Schaefer story.
Nobody knows. Go ahead. We got time.
John Schneider. I would be more interested.
No one got that.
Or Paul Schaefer.
Oh yeah. He's a very talented man.
John Schneider.
Oh.
Tom Wopat.
Pizza the Story is on the line. I have a question for him because he claims that he saw us. I think that's Pizza the Destroyer.
It's
Tits of poop.
Yeah. So? Were you really on the cruise?
Yes.
No, you weren't.
I don't believe
I was.
Okay, what did they serve until 5 a.m.?
I don't know. I don't eat food there.
I'm not allowed to stay up until 5 a.m.
What floor was the pool deck on?
First floor.
Okay, clearly
you
were
not
on
there.
The boat.
And they were serving pizza until 5 a.m.
Oh,
it was so easy. Okay, so I'm going to hang up on you.
Shut up.
Let's try to call Seth Putnam one last time. Because this
Can
guy...
We just not... Imagine if Seth Putnam is Pizza Destroyer. They're both from Massachusetts, imagine. It's been one long ruse.
Ruse.
Finally culminating.
Ruse.
Here we go.
Answering phones is
crazy. Oh,
he doesn't know his number.
Well.
Hey, Seth.
Well, yeah.
Hey, all right. You are on the Metal Injection livecast.
Great.
I know. We did it. Welcome.
Yeah. I just woke up like 5 minutes ago, so.
Oh, I see. Were you taking a little midday siesta?
No, I was up for a couple of days. So I slept for a while.
Why were you up for a couple of days? What was going on?
You know, a bunch of drugs, you know.
Any in particular you want to give a plug to?
No, not really.
You know, you're a role model. You don't want to upset the kids, right?
Robitussin.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Seth, you're putting out a new album. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's called Fucking A. It's like one record's coming out, another one out. It's called War and Not a Welcome. Like, we recorded like a whole record at the same time. We ended up dividing into two records. Like, one's more of a cock rock record, one's more of a normal sounding stuff with you do record. But they're both coming out, like, well, Fucking A's already out. The other one will be out pretty soon.
Hmm. I see. And before this, you didn't put out a record for a while, I see. The 100th CD came out in 2008.
What?
Your last album came out in 2008, and you were, like, in a coma, right?
Yeah, I was in a coma, like, in 2004, so.
Oh, 2004. Oh, I see. So what was the coma about? Is that something you want to talk about?
I think you gave up.
Wait, hello?
Oh, I think
no,
Jenny's
call
screening
him.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Imagine
Seth, you back?
Doesn't put him through.
What a perfect moment to call screen. Seth, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that, you guys.
We're retarded, that's all.
A little technical difficulty. Oh, again, she's call screening him.
Dying fetus necrophagus 666 brutal 420 said he went back into a coma.
No.
Well, I think I'm on two lines. One person's asking me, like, treating me like I'm calling into the show, and one person.
Yeah. Our call screener is accidentally taking off.
Overzealous.
Yeah, we got that figured out. Sorry about that.
All right.
So, Sean, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I was reading about that you had a deal where if people paid a certain amount of money, you'd write a song about them and put them on one of your albums. Did that ever work out? Did anyone, you know?
Yeah, still do it now if you want to. Like, I'm just waiting for a couple more people to do it, and then we'll do it, and I'll do it.
How many have you gotten so far?
I think like 18 or something.
No shit. Any good memorable responses? Are you know that you're
not really? It's all pretty boring.
Oh, that sucks. Nothing like Venetian blinds are gay or anything?
What?
Nothing like Venetian blinds are gay or anything?
No, there was some stuff as boring as that, yeah. But there's nothing really interesting. So I haven't even heard all the titles. Like, some other guy's doing, like, is collecting things with me, so I haven't heard all the titles he's gotten yet, so.
Oh, okay.
So your band is known for, like, having pretty much the best song titles around. What would you say is your favorite song title that you've come up with? Do you have one?
I don't know. On the new record, it's a song called Beating Up Niggers. It's called Fake Crack. It's a pretty good song.
Now, are you really this hateful, or is it just shtick?
What?
Are you really this hateful? Like, do you really hate everybody like this, or is it just, like, for jokes?
I basically don't really like anyone in general, so.
So you hate everyone equally?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Would you say you hate us, the members of the live cast here? Or we kind of,
I basically hate everyone until I get to know them, yeah. I just initially hate everyone, and then if they all turn out to be okay, then I don't hate them, yeah.
Just see people
so out. Pretty much everyone starts on your shit list.
Right.
Then they have to prove themselves
yeah.
off your shit
That's
list.
A good way to weed people out. I
yeah.
respect that.
Yeah.
Sid, you wanted to ask him something?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, I heard people tell, like, urban legends about Anal Cunt. So one of my coworkers when I worked at a record label told me that at some point you guys did an entire tour in a stolen car. Is this true?
Yeah.
There you go. Urban legend confirmed.
Nice.
Confirmed. How did you get the stolen car? Can you tell us about it?
I think he stole it.
Well, basically, we toured with some stupid band and never toured before. And basically, one night we're driving through mailboxes in Indiana, like smashing up the cars, driving drunk and stuff. And some cop pulls over a drunk driver for driving. We failed the breathalyzer test, but the guy says, leave the car here. He didn't arrest the driver. He didn't arrest the guitarist. He says, just leave the car here and basically, we'll just get it tomorrow. So they have the passenger side smashed in one of the mailboxes we ran over. And it was, what happened? You know, like, oh, some niggers will do something out of this. And the guy, like, believed us right away, you know. And so we left the car there overnight. Meanwhile, while we were gone, some gay neighbors called the cops and said there's a stolen car in the driveway. So the next time we got the car, the guy who rented the car was freaking out because he said, like, the rental car place said the car was stolen. It was all destroyed and stuff. So basically, they reported it stolen to the cops. So we just kept driving on the tour anyway. The band we toured with went home to a bunch of fags and stuff. So we just finished the tour by itself. So technically, we were touring with a stolen car. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you squared that away for us.
What?
Another thing I want to talk about is there's this photo of you on the internet shooting up while a woman blows you.
Yeah.
Is that a common occurrence in the life of Seth Putnam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is it hard to concentrate on one or the other? That's what I want to know.
Well, it's kind of have to concentrate more on the shooting up part. So, once that's all done, then you just relax, you know.
Yeah. I see. So once you're all shot up, you can just really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see. Now.
It's kind of a distraction shooting up, though, so.
It becomes more of a challenge just to stay functional?
Yeah, to stay focused, yeah.
Right, right. Now, is it, like, being on tour, is it hard to find drugs in all these areas, or do you kind of have a network of people that you just know, oh, I'm going to be in Ohio, let me call Skull
Crusher.
Yeah,
in Ohio, we call this one guy, you know. Actually, it's funny. We showed up at that guy's house with a fucked up stolen car. He walked out his doors, like, just shook his head, like, this is exactly what I expected from you guys. You know? I used to do, like, drugs at his house 2 days and finish the tour, you know.
Nice.
But more usually, you know, pretty much people everywhere. If not, it's always people, like, bringing drugs to shows and stuff. So it's not that big of a deal to find some.
Right. Hmm. What would you say of all drugs, what would you say is your favorite vice, your favorite drug? Kids don't do drugs.
Yeah. Hey, crystal meth.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's good for the teeth. No. Do you guys have any tour plans coming up for these two new albums or what?
Yeah, we're touring like all of April in the U.S. and we're touring in Europe in May and June.
No, oh, nice.
So it's like the whole country in April, so what?
Are you guys headlining, or are you going out with somebody?
We're pretty much headlining all the shows. You might be opening for... We're playing one festival in France, like Ozzy and Judas Priest, so we're obviously not headlining that one, but we're headlining most of the shows, so...
That's cool.
So to be offensive in France, do you pretty much have to gear all your songs to Jerry Lewis insults? Is that, like, the only way to piss off the French?
That's too ordinary and boring. I wouldn't waste the time making fun of Jerry Lewis.
Fair enough.
Too easy.
He's actually taking Sid seriously.
Hey,
the first on this show.
Also, you have a history with Phil Anselmo, which is something we joked about on the show. Do you have any funny Phil Anselmo stories you can share?
There's a time I went to vocals on the Pantera album. We went to a Trent Reznor studio in New Orleans. We did the vocals. And the faggots, Marilyn Manson, living there at the same time. And I got introduced to Marilyn Manson. Like, Phil was whistling that song. I just saw the gayest guy on earth by Hale Clinton. And both kind of like with each other.
That's him.
That's great.
Minus the mustache. That was him.
Right.
And he's gone.
Oh, that's it. We've lost him. We've lost him because we're off the air.
What a shame.
What a bag of wind.
I feel like sort of like he would have stayed on the phone with us for another 3 hours. Like he's just
he just woke up.
No, but I just feel like he probably doesn't get to like just have down to earth conversations with people that much because people are terrified of him. But we are also, but we're on the phone, so we know he's not going to.
We're
hurt
at
us.
A safe distance, so we are not terrified.
Needles will not come flying at us.
Kids, don't do crystal meth. It's bad for you. I mean, I'm sure I don't have to.
I mean, if doing crystal meth gets you to come up with funny song titles like Anal Cut, then do some crystal meth. It's fine.
Or if it gets you on the Metal Injection Livecast, do crystal meth.
Fucking
otherwise,
off.
Don't do crystal meth. Darren?
What?
Do you agree?
Of course. What? Crystal meth is terrible.
Of course, do crystal meth.
No.
I'll be in the pro on this one. I'll thrash it.
I'm against all drugs. I don't. I think weed is the exception because, you know, it's just a plant. It just grow like that.
Are you a Christian scientist?
But, I don't know. If someone wants to do it, I don't think it should be illegal or anything. But I just don't. Not for me, I'm saying.
I say do whatever you want as long as you can handle the consequences, you know?
Right, but most people really can't handle the consequences of meth. But a weed's
out
the gene
problem.
Pool.
It doesn't affect you.
If you're related. Well,
didn't I just say that?
There's more fodder for us to
Thanks
laugh at.
Thanks for agreeing with me.
On YouTube.
All right, we're gonna wrap things up. We'll be back next week with another all-new edition.
This is going to be the shortest show that we have, I hope you know, since we started 10 minutes late.
Yeah, less than 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
We're ripping off the list.
Well,
we take a whole week off, and then we don't even give them 2 hours.
It's all right. We can play some songs out.
We're going to play 18 Anal Cunt songs, and it'll still be less than 2 hours.
Well, do we have any parodies lined up, Darren?
I have a song that was mentioned on the show that I want to play out.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Well, you'll hear it when it comes on.
Oh, you're not even going to tell me?
No, it's a surprise.
You can't even give me a hint?
It was mentioned.
I have to wait until...
Judge.
I have to wait until the show is over.
No, you're going to hear it right now.
Show is over now.
The show's over.
I just know that Sean really wants to get out of here, so I'm just trying to extend it as much as possible.
Rob's really bored. He's
you
playing
never
with
I'm playing every sound effect I have.
All
right. Let's play some Tetris, motherfucker.
No, that's not it.
What are you looking for?
Nothing.
All right.
Well, let's wrap it up because I have stuff to do and I need to borrow you.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Ding 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 The great chefs